producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is going to be a stellar hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
You're stellar.
Yes, thank you very much, and so are you, madame. That is the star of the program, Jennifer Horn.
What's butt kissing going on?
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Hey, if he introduces me as the star every once in a while, I'll do it.
Richie, I was told over the weekend not to refer to you anymore, and not to make fun of your fat.
Oh, really? All right. Yep. Well, I guess I won't make fun of your short either. That's a good rule.
Wow. Can you feel the love?
Excellent.
We're finding solutions to problems.
I like it.
Okay, good, Richie. That's good. Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. The Paris attacks dominating conversation today, yesterday, the day before. French authorities have concluded that 27-year-old Abdelhamid Aboud. Is that how we decided to pronounce his name, Jennifer?
You have to tell me so I'm ready. Abdelhamid Aboud.
I'm going to defer to Kenny on this one.
Hold on. I got to look at it.
A-B-A-A-O-U-D, Kenny.
Hold on.
Aboud.
Is this one of the terrorists?
He's the guy that led the...
Who cares?
He's the man?
Yeah. Abu somebody. Yeah.
Well, no, but I would just listen.
I'm going to tell it to you again. Hold
no,
on.
No, I want Kenny to tell me because he's using the one that
I've got it right in front of me. I'm waiting to buy a consonant.
Abu, he's a jerk.
You're waiting to buy it. Looks like I'm a dinner jacket. All right, anyway.
Could you shut off Doug's headphones for 1 second, Rich?
What?
Yeah, I just did right there. Go ahead.
His headphones are off, right?
Yeah, he cannot hear us, right.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this guy's name. Let's see if I can find it.
Okay.
Doug Steffen has been placed in a soundproof.
Oh, man, I can't find it.
Hold on. No, I'm going to bring
it
back.
Well, hold on. I'll tell you. Right. Let's just wait. Could you guys sing?
Come on. All right, we're done.
We can do it on our own. All right, so what I want to get at... I don't know whether I heard what was going on or I didn't hear.
Soundproof booth.
Yeah, okay. So this guy, who's only 27, is radicalized.
Yes.
When I don't like doing this because it's not good radio, it's not good form, but if you listen to hour number 3 of the program today, you will hear my philosophy about how all of this networking is radicalized in America and how it is, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, I just like to find a solution to this. We have people in our country who are the same as the people in Russia, they may be in Russia, but they're certainly in Europe, who are in these grimy districts of the inner city. And they foment, just like people who have found others in the course of history to disrupt. And I make the reference to Nazism and how the seeds of World War I and what the international community did to the Germans, how that sowed the seeds for World War II, and how the disruption that is so much a part of the lives of these people, the discontent. They don't have this, they don't have it. And Saudi Arabia is probably a perfect example of this. Here they have 40% unemployment. Imagine living in a country where there's 40% unemployment, but the sheiks and the shahs and the whoms and the mwums, they so control everything, the ruling family, that any dissident, and we call these people our friends. They are bloodthirsty curs, but maybe they've managed in some way or another. They're the only place where there's no outward unrest. Plenty of inward unrest, but whenever there's a sign of somebody who doesn't like what's going on, they just shoot them. And you never hear about it. They just dispose of their problems that way. Whereas in other places, it's not to their... You see, what the Saudi ruling family is afraid of is that the same radicalized stuff that's going on elsewhere in the Middle East is going to happen there. That's why they spend so much money. I saw a number, $300-400 million a day they're spending to help in the quiet zone. They have their own sort of Blackwater groups. Isn't that the name of the, what's the name of the military?
Yeah.
Blackwater, right? Isn't that what they're called? The company?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. So they have their own hired guns and mercenaries. Most of them Americans, who, some of them are Russians. They, this is a very interesting reality, by the way. The Russian, former Russian soldiers and former American soldiers working for the same company, hired by the Saudis, to make sure that anything that's disruptive or there's any problem that looks like on the border or elsewhere where these guys might seep in, they eliminate it. And I mean they eliminate it. Those guys are called the eliminators. So if they're spending this kind of dough there, whether you think it's appropriate or not, I mean, it's what about their rights? And what about that? The Saudis don't give a damn about rights. They only can, they want to protect the oil that they own.
And they're so into protecting themselves. I mean, we've been talking about where these refugees go, and Europe's
going
to take them, and the United States is going to take them.
One of them is going to Saudi Arabia, not one.
Wouldn't it be convenient if they got to stay in the general region that they were in, find some safety, and find a place that was easy for them to assimilate, where languages and stuff are very similar?
They're not going to assimilate into Europe. They're not going to assimilate into America. It's nothing but trouble.
But Saudi Arabia,
controls so much of the oil that they keep things quiet, they keep things under control.
Yeah.
And
but Jennifer got the point of what I was making.
That's why we let them do it.
Yeah.
They have plenty of money. They could take the refugees in, but and nobody even questions them. Why don't we question them?
Well, the other thing is, okay, here's a radical idea, and this is really going to set people off, and this just popped into my mind. Okay, after World War II, there was a settlement that was cut out of the Sinai Peninsula to give the Jews a home.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. So is there another place? The answer, of course, is yes to this. Is there another place somewhere near there or somewhere in Jordan or Libya or one of these other countries, not Turkey, because Turkey is not as easily, they don't assimilate as well there, but they certainly would in some of these other countries, to do exactly what Jennifer just said?
Take
put them
in
there, cut out.
This is supposed to be temporary.
Spending them all over Europe, cut out a place for them, pay the country, whatever it is, the Jordanians, whoever it is, pay them, $500 million a day, whatever. How much is it going to cost the Europeans and the Americans to deal with this problem of refugees?
You're talking about a short-term answer.
I don't, whatever it takes to get
refugees,
rid of ISIS.
Yeah, this is supposed to be short-term. You know, so often we're thinking refugee means
but
forever.
Why is that take such, why
but the
is
answer
that common
is to
sense?
Go that's go kick ISIS's butt right out of their country and give them
but
their
country
back.
But in the meantime, Richie, instead of all these people going into all
in
these
the
areas
meantime,
where we're creating
Saudi
problems,
Arabia, can we rent a third of your country for these people to hang out?
Am I the only one thinking about this?
No, I'm with you. I
just don't understand. I honestly,
make sense to give them long-term, this is your new life answer. It doesn't
let them go back to straighten out the mess after they get rid of ISIM.
Right.
Or whatever other radicalized groups. Kenny, am I being too simplistic? I always like it when Kenny gives me...
No, I think it's a great idea. I don't know why nobody is talking about this. Nobody is doing anything about it.
No, nobody's doing it. Instead, Obama's talking about climate change.
Well, it's a distraction.
I made reference to it. Kenny, I sent you the video, didn't I?
No.
I think I did. Didn't I? I thought I did. I'll have to send it to you. I sent it to Jennifer. That's what I did. Because Jennifer's going to use it on her local L.A. program this afternoon. So there's this...
It's what we call red meat.
Yeah. Okay. So there are two videos, Richie.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to... Maybe we'll post these. One of them, it's just so not good day that I don't necessarily really want to post them. There's one in Arabic that teaches people who come to this country how to use the system, how to, if you have four wives, how do you get the services from welfare? Mostly the focus is on Michigan, and it's not, by the way, any different than the stuff that's in Spanish or in other languages.
Right.
But it just is more in your face here because these guys bring their wives and they declare them as dependents in different ways instead of their wives. So they all are taken care of by, no wonder Detroit is broke. And then there's another one.
That's what I was just thinking. Do you think they picked that area by design because it's depressed?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Or, well, I don't know. They I'm not going to speculate. I don't know.
They also have friends.
Yeah,
it's a zone.
Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan. Lots and lots and lots and lots of Muslims. That's good. If that's the, you know, they stay together like the Italians stay together and the Irish stay together and the Germans stay together. It's not any different than that. They'll make a big deal out of that because it's what people do. They stay in their tribe. They do. We stay in our tribes. So, anyway, the other video that's floating around recently is an Egyptian television program that's similar to, they have a news channel. It's not Al Jazeera. It's Al Egyptorio, whatever the hell it is. And so they have a daily talk program like we do here of people that come in, like Fox or CNN, people that just make trouble, just, you know, stir the pot.
Stir it up, yeah.
So I've got a video of Obama talking about the number one problem in the world being climate control, climate change. And the moderator of the show in Arabic, they play in English Obama and him addressing whatever college he was addressing last week. And the guy who's the moderator looks into the camera and says in Arabic, "Is he insane?" And it's just the way that it's captured makes us, and again, it doesn't make any difference. There are plenty of nuts here in this country. Look at the people who voted on both sides, both parties, for this crazy stuff that we're paying for. And that's really what the attention, it's time, and as nutty as you think Trump is, and he's calling attention, there is nobody else really, Bernie Sanders to a point, but there's really nobody else who is speaking the language of the average person who now is becoming aware. And by the way, this is your fault. I don't like to assess blame because it doesn't fix the problem. But all of you who have been sitting around and doing nothing and all of a sudden they're watching the rest of the world pass us by, this is because you haven't engaged yourself. You haven't inveigled yourself into the system. You have not done your homework as an American citizen. You haven't. You have allowed them to take civics out of the school. You have allowed money to be spent for things that make no practical sense whatsoever. There's no common sense involved in all this stuff. You've allowed the government to grow so that there are now 4 million people in our country that work for the federal government. You know, you realize how nuts that is? It's crazy.
It's not even nuts. It's scary is what it is.
Yeah. 5% of the workforce works for government.
We've all fallen asleep.
Now, let's wake up. 19 after on Good Day.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Three. In unison, do that now. Richie, play it over again. Play the thing over again.
The whole thing?
Again.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
Three shall be the number
right.
Thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy. If you're listening, you have to do it too, all right? Everybody
right, listening at home. Yeah, yeah. In front of your car.
Three.
Fun for the simple-minded. All right, 24 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the My Three Songs contest. We're going to play three different songs, duh, have three different artists.
Duh.
And they have Ken Kessler, who's in charge of creativity here at Doug.
Duh.
Good Day program. The UGG program has come up with a theme here. You have to listen to the song. You don't have to if you don't want to, but if you do, that'd be kind of a swell thing.
It makes it easier to play a contest.
Yeah, it really does.
All right, so the first song in this group is by Train called Ramble On. Single from early 2001. It didn't chart.
Oh, I got it. Songs about Good Day Show.
Songs about trains.
Nice.
Songs by Train.
All right, so anyway.
Oh, I got it. They're songs.
Yes, they are.
And I will give you a hint. If you were me, you would have this already just by listening to this.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're not Richie, thank heaven. Yeah. I can only use one of him.
Yeah.
So work on your own here.
I'm not him.
Next song is by Heart. Called Rock and Roll. A live performance from a concert in their hometown of Seattle. Added to their last minute's Greatest Hits collection. 1980 is the year for this. The most recent release from this past September's concert album, also recorded earlier this year in Seattle. Also, seven top 40 hits by this time. Their biggest hits, including two number one singles, have still to come. This was one of their first. Heart, Rock and Roll. Now, see, I can handle this.
And Heart could actually play in this contest with another one of their songs.
Really? Is that
yep.
Kenny?
Yep.
You betting that? Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bit of a clue. So first song is Ramble On by Train. Second song, Rock and Roll by Heart. Third song is Dire Maker by Sheryl Crow. It's my favorite. all of them from. I almost gave away.
Yeah.
From several perspectives. How's that? That good?
Yeah.
Ramble On by Train, Rock and Roll by Hyde, Dire Maker by Sheryl Crow. What do these three songs have in common?
Oh, the inner contestant in me is screaming out. Oh, I know it.
Well, you have to have, it's called synchronicity, or you can put in your mind, your mind.
Oh, let's get the phone number out. That might help.
I thought I did. 888-302-3684. What are you being, a wise guy? 888-302-DUG for the combination of these three.
Or telepathically send us your message.
Yeah, you can do that if you want. Yeah. This one by Sheryl Crow, top 40 hit from late 1995, following her triple Grammy-winning debut album. This was a standalone single she recorded because she liked the song. That'd be nice if you knew all of the people who recorded songs and did it because they liked them. It was a bonus track when the first album was remastered and re-released in 2009. That's a very talented lady. I happen to have a great admiration for her.
Here's the other heart song that kind of works on this.
Yeah.
Is near Orlando, but yes, on the coast.
All right, good. Listening to the new WMEL, no doubt. What do these three songs have in common?
They were originally performed by Led Zeppelin.
Good for you, sir. You got it.
Good.
Ralph, how old are you?
I am 57, on 58.
He's got it, Richie. Hold on, Ralph. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether the teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a chihuahua, it's a schnauzer, it's a poodle, Warren. It doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Everyone knows that an apple a day can help keep the doctor away. But did you know that volunteering could also lead to better health and well-being? There is growing evidence that shows a strong correlation between volunteering and improved mental and physical health, even to the point of lowering dementia and mortality rates for older adults who serve as volunteers. As our population ages, there are increasing opportunities for volunteers to fill important roles in their communities, like supporting the needs of older neighbors so they can age with dignity and independence. Do you want to make a positive difference in the lives of others while also giving your own health a boost? Call the Elder Care Locator at 1-800-677-1116. Again, 1-800-677-1116. Or visit eldercare.gov to get connected with an organization in your community that's looking for volunteers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephen's Good Day program with Rich, Kenny, and Jennifer Horn. Kenny, I want to turn it to you because we haven't had a good Facebook or social media update for a couple days since you were sort of out of the loop yesterday. And I don't know, as I look at the focus on the trends, trending stories at DougStephan.com, yep, Muslims condemning the attack in Paris, that's a good sign. We all sort of, over the last year or so, we've made a big deal out of this. Where are the leaders of the Muslim world, and why are they not condemning this? And we don't understand how these people think. We don't think the way they think, and therefore we attribute all of how our thoughts go to, well, why don't they think like we do? And so there's a certain consternation involved in this, but the other side of it is that there's a certain bit of bonding that goes on. The human experience is the basic experience that we all share here. So maybe they're coming around to it. They do it in their own time and not in our time, and so at least they're saying something, and that seems to give people some relief. Meanwhile, the French have carried out some fresh attacks on ISIM. The president there told Parliament, France is at war. And so they have gone into, is it Raqqa, is that how you pronounce it?
Raqqa.
And bombed the hell out of them. They have basically been focusing on the last 24 hours on the trucks that are smuggling oil from the oil fields in Syria out, which is giving the ISIM their money. That's where it comes from, is the oil. So they blow up the trucks and they blow up the oil fields and you strangle them. That's one way of dealing with them. But certainly a lot of pensiveness going on in France and in Europe and around the world. And so does it distract us from one of the other things that's trending at DougStephan.com? The protests in Minneapolis, yet another This is like, what do they call the copier? This is like a photocopy. You just put in a different city and it's the same thing. So now Minneapolis police shot a black guy on Sunday morning who was at some party or some, I don't know what the hell he was doing, but it was late and maybe he celebrated too much Saturday night. But the way it was done, it just stinks of all kinds of the same old stuff. And why it is that we are not, what is there? That's the other thing about the human condition. Don't you guys get it? Don't you look at what's going on elsewhere? And then don't you try to refine what's going on in your own area? I'm talking to the police now. Why do you not train people so that these same things don't happen over and over and over and over and over again? And it isn't even blame now, even if the guy was at fault. This is a different sort of era that we're in. You don't let them get away with it if there's something that was done inappropriately or just plain wrong. But my God, the cover-up, we're not going to give you any information. All it does is throw, it leads to the seeds of discontent. And now there are another, instead of one person under arrest, there are 51 people under arrest. So, what are we doing to ourselves? Probably the best question. All right, so Kenny, anyway, meanwhile, back to Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day. Are we number one with the French thing? Or yeah. Are we number one with Trump? Or what are we doing?
It's France. We were talking earlier about how this is such heavy, depressing news.
Yeah.
And looking
grief
for
and
something
fear.
Good.
Yeah.
And Jennifer actually said this is the kind of thing that we will hear the stories about heroes. Mm-hmm. And I've posted on Facebook a story from a woman named Isabel who was in the music venue on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And she
the Black
laid
Eagle,
there
whatever
pretending to be dead for over an hour.
Really?
And it's her story. It's a little bit long about what happened, about all of the people who were also laying there, some injured, who were helping her, who were hiding her.
Mm.
It's very compelling. And all the people that she is grateful to who were in that venue.
God bless her.
So I would, if you're looking for something good that has come out of this, I highly recommend go to the Facebook page and read Isabel's story.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you. All right. What else do we have? And by the way, there are going to be comments as the debate discussion, if you will, continues here. Do we send troops on the ground? There was a number yesterday suggested by somebody. I don't even know who it was. It wasn't Mr. Obama because he doesn't want to send troops in. And maybe in this circumstance he's right. But there are some Republicans, I think, who said 50,000 troops. Who said that? Anybody? Was that McCain? Somebody in the Senate.
I hadn't heard someone give that number. Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
I had seen it, but I didn't see it.
Do we agree among ourselves, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, Doug Steffen, do we agree that we need to make ourselves look tough? And is this the way to do it? Do we send troops in, or are we just asking for it?
Who do you want to go first?
I'll go first. The answer is no, you don't send troops to the ground.
Okay, right, I would disagree.
Okay.
Circle gets a square. I would disagree. I think, and I've said this all along, I don't feel comfortable sending troops there right now because I do not trust the president to lead them in a way that's responsible.
Well, we're talking about now. That's what I say. Do we send in troops now? That's the question.
So
I say no.
Tough thing for me is that I don't trust Obama because his heart's not in it.
Okay, so,
I think in a perfect world, if it was a different president, yes, absolutely.
Well, but
we've lost our position.
Why do you sound like a politician? You've avoided the question.
Well, no, I'm saying today. Would I support a ground movement? I would love to see him say that we're going to do it. I just don't have any confidence in it.
Yes. Send in troops today, even though you don't have confidence in Obama.
But don't.
Okay. But don't what? Don't send in
I
troops?
I don't have confidence in Obama.
But you still think we ought to send in troops?
I think we need to do something because we've lost our stature.
Well, I
think everybody ought to be sending in troops. I think the whole
world
ought to be sending in troops.
Yes, thank you. That's the
And
point.
The fact that France is going to stand there alone and we're going to lose another opportunity to regain our strength is really sad.
All right. So, Kenny, what do you say?
I don't think we should send in troops. I think it would be another Iraq. We wipe out...
How many times do we have to go through this same problem?
We wipe out ISIS. What's left there is just a horrible, unstable... when those right, come out.
So you want to leave ISIS?
No.
Let them build, develop, and try and...
No, but I think sending troops in is just going to get a lot of Americans killed, and it's never going to end.
So then what do we do, I guess, is the question. So if troops aren't the answer, then what do we do?
We go to the Saudis, and we say, we'll match every dollar that you put up to straighten this mess out.
And they'll say, we're going to put up zero.
No, they're not.
They're already putting up dollars.
They're putting up dollars to protect themselves.
But they're not going to put up people. They don't have military.
Yes, they do, Richie. They have American mercenaries and Russian mercenaries all over the place there.
Yeah, but they have a couple of thousand guys.
How many do you think is going to really take it? These guys are really trained. I go to James Bond. If you got 2,000 guys like James Bond and you send them in there, you don't think you're going to send these guys?
James Bond is a movie.
Richie.
It's a fallacy.
Please.
It's a book. You can't fix that with James, but the Bond cannot go in there and fix this.
Really?
Okay. And here's the other thing, now we're going to go, the United States has been trying not to bomb the oil infrastructure. They've been trying to figure out a way to do it without destroying everything. And now they're pretty much like, well, we're going to go in and blow up their money line, which is fine, but... if you put boots on the ground and you get in there with France, you get the European Union, you get the Russians, you get the Saudis, the Iranians even, and everybody goes in and says, okay, I'll take them from the top, you take them from the bottom, we'll go here. And we just, I mean, they could crush these guys in 6 months.
All right, here's the big news of the day. Everybody ready? There are two stories we have not touched on yet today, and we're about to do both of them. Number one. The folks in the paleontology scientific movement have discovered that rats have been on the planet for 175 million years. How about that? Is that earth-shaking?
It's like the mob.
Right. Yeah, you dirty rat.
You're a rat.
Okay, and the next thing is that the actor Charlie Sheen is making at this moment a big announcement. And Jennifer is going to have that in the television report, which is coming up in a matter of moments here on Good Day, 43 past the hour.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Electronics Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, 65% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this season. With tablets, smartphones, and laptops topping the holiday wish list, new devices powered by Intel's 6th-gen core processors, Intel's best processor ever, are bound to be among this year's favorites. 6th-generation Intel core-based systems are faster than ever, offering 2.5 times the performance, triple the battery life, and enhanced security, as well as 30 times better 3D graphics. Stephanie Matthew is an Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering dozens of the thinnest, lightest, and sleekest devices ever. The combination of Intel's best processors and Windows 10, which runs best on the 6th-generation Intel Core processors, enables new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it is a laptop, 2-in-1, tablet, Intel Compute Stick, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2244, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2244.
All right, 43, 4, 5, 6, 7, it's almost 47 half the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Charlie Sheen in the focus today because of his appearance on the Today Show. Jen, what's the story?
Well, the news broke that he was going to make a big announcement on the Today Show, and that's exactly what he's done. He sat down with Matt Lauer, and Matt started quizzing him about the circumstances around his big announcement.
Is it true that on at least one occasion you had a prostitute come over to your house who, after a sexual encounter, went into your bathroom and with a cell phone took an image of your antiretroviral medication?
That's correct, yeah.
And then threatened to sell that image to the tabloids?
Yes. This is after after I told her that, thank you for your time, we're not going to see each other anymore. It was after she spent the day at... health food store buying me, herbal medications.
Are you still paying
to help me?
Are you still paying some of these people?
Not after today, I'm not.
Okay, so what he's basically telling those who are interested in listening is that he's been diagnosed as HIV positive. He's been taking medication for it. Lauer's getting out of him the sordid details, which we don't need to hear.
Well, I think that the reason he's making the announcement today is because
he's tired of paying off people.
Right, because and what I had heard is he actually has people sign a non-disclosure before he lets them in the house, mm-hmm. and that means that they can't take him to court, but they can do mediation with him, and so I think he was getting the shakedown from probably a lot of people.
Well, Charlie Sheen has made a lot of money over the years. He's 50 years old now. For the last 4 years of Two and a Half Men, he was making almost $2 million an episode. So he has a lot in the bank and a lot at stake here, one way or another. I hope to play, we all hope that he hasn't witted it or frittered it all away on whatever, but that's his business. But what has kind of done is when anger management went away, he went away. And now he's back again because he feels apparently that he wants to put a stop to this, and why not, before the National Enquirer gets a hold of the story, which they're apparently about to do, let's go public and tell the story.
Right. And the rumors were really swirling. I mean, this has been going on.
I never heard this before today.
Oh, really? The rumor was going on like a couple years ago that a star, an unnamed star, had a problem.
A Hollywood bad boy.
Yeah. And then 2 weeks ago, Radar Online ran a story saying a middle-aged Hollywood superstar had HIV, and everybody was guessing that it was Charlie Sheen, but no one actually put a name to it, and now he's out today.
Winning. Remember that? Winning.
The question is, does this hurt or harm? Does it harm his career or does it help him? And I almost think this is going to help him, even though it's sort of backwards that he's, you
know. If he was able to get a show after what he went through a couple of years ago, I don't think you can hurt him. Nah. And I will tell you that he just voiced a veteran's oral history for us, and actually one of Jennifer's producers out at her CRN went and taped it for us, and he couldn't have been a nicer guy.
I'm understanding he's a very good guy.
Yeah.
Frankly. I've heard that before.
I mean, Brandon in our office was like, oh my gosh, I want to be his friend. He invited me in. He was eating cereal with me. I mean, he was like the nicest down-to-earth person.
All right. The Saturday Night Live thing for Trump is netted what?
It's netted a lot of ratings for NBC, but it also has given them some problems. Now, Kasich and Lindsey Graham want to demand their equal time on the network. Trump got 12 minutes and 5 seconds of non-news airtime, and now Kasich and Graham
12 minutes and 5 seconds. Give it to them. Wow. Talk about a tune-up. Woo! 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here with me in her role as the co-conspirator, unindicted as it would be. McFadden's been indicted, but and Kennedy just
several times. Yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, so this is what's cooking. Jennifer's going to bring us up to date on some important food news. I see that the chain Urban Outfitters is going to buy an Italian food chain. Why in the world?
Hipsters and meatballs for everybody.
Really? But why? What's that got to do? How does that business model fit into what they do?
I don't know. Not well, I don't think.
Pizzeria Vetri, named by Food and Wine, is one of the best pizza places in the U.S. Man, there are a lot of good pizza places around. I don't know where in your area, if I was to say, what's the best pizza place in your area? All right, Jennifer, what would you say the best pizza place in Los Angeles?
Oh, I have to say it's Angelo's and Vinci's.
Must be. Oh, okay, I got it. Thank you.
No, it's great pizza, actually.
Really? Yeah, actually, they do have pretty good pizza.
Great pizza.
Yeah, they do. All right, let's see. Richie, where's the best pizza in Washington?
In our neighborhood, it's Tony's.
Tony's.
Tony's, of course you go to Tony's.
Tony's. And what about you, Kenny?
Of course you go to Tony's.
San Diego.
Mama Rosa's.
Mama Rosa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here is Framingham's friendly, famous pizza. We get the good pizza there. All right. Let's get to the other food news. What's cooking on Good Day in a moment?
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and 2 thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. More information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
What's cooking, Jennifer?
Well, Dougie, this one is a story just for Richie.
Oh.
Apparently, hello. Saudi Arabia seized 48,000 cans of beer.
Yes, let's go.
Because there's a firm law in Saudi Arabia that completely bans alcohol. Well, yeah. Even though the law forbids it, there was a company that tried to sneak in these 48,000 cans of beer, and you know what they were disguised as?
What?
Pepsi Cola. Which was Heineken disguised as Pepsi.
Heineken.
Now, if you go out to dinner often, and you know, these days people do, there are some really, you expect to get overcharged for stuff like spaghetti and meatballs, but I'm going to give you a few tips of the most overpriced items on the menu. Kobe beef is made in Japan from cows that get, like, you know, spa treatment,
right?
You know, exfoliations, massages, you know, something like
marbled
that.
Marbled meat is called.
Yeah, but some restaurants are serving American-style Kobe beef. So if you see Kobe on the menu, you want to ask if it's Japanese Kobe, which is really worth the price, or if it's American-style Kobe, you're getting ripped off.
Or if it's from the Los Angeles Lakers.
Correct. If it's Kobe Bryant beef, you're in real trouble because that can't make a basket.
Be chewy and not have much flavor. Go ahead.
Correct. Now, also a gougeable item on the menu. If you go out for sushi, the spicy tuna roll is a ripoff, because the reason they make the tuna roll spicy is to hide that the meat is a little suspect. Apparently, it's made with the leftover parts of the tuna and disguised with the spicy sauce.
Well, thank you for that.
Fried calamari, if you like to do that as an appetizer, there's a little problem because it's mostly bread. When they do fried calamari, mostly breading, less squid. Truffles, also a ripoff. You know, people think truffles very special. Well, truffle oil has about as much actual truffle in it as lime juice has in a can of Sprite. So, you know, very little truffle in truffle oil.
That's a great comparison, that is. Did you think that of yourself? That was very good.
Oh, yes. I created that all myself. Uh-huh. Bottled water. Not as obvious as you may think. You know, you go to a restaurant and they ask you if you want sparkling or still.
Right. Yes.
Well, go with the old tap and you can save. I mean, they'll charge you in some restaurants like $11 for a bottle of Voss water. Most places actually refill those bottles with water from a filtration system.
Right.
And then also a warning, any chicken entree over $25, you're getting ripped off.
You
chicken should not be
$25. Chicken should be $2.50.
$15 tops.
Oh, my God. And it's horrible for you anyway. Stay away from chicken. Just get, if you have to have protein that way, just get some fish that you know doesn't come from a farm. Farmed fish.
All right, you hear that, Jen? No more chicken. On what's cooking.
No more chicken.
All right. No more chicken.
That'll be a short segment.
Finger licking chicken.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.